And now for the family portion of the CD. Mom, Dad, why don't you gather the kids around, invite your minister over, sit back, relax, and enjoy some good, wholesome, down-to-earth family humor. So I was fucking this dead nun in the hole I drilled in the back of her head. I got through. I said, it's your turn, Father Malone. He said, no, let the Archbishop go next. He's the one that dug her up. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I actually dated Princess Di. In fact, I caught the clap from her. And I know I should have used a condom or something, but I just assumed that the germs died when she did. And guys, don't you have a problem talking to your mother about sex? It's, you know, it just seems kind of awkward. I usually just tell her to shut up and keep sucking. So I was fucking Susan Smith, and I said, hey, when we get through, why don't you take the kids for a ride down to the lake? You may not believe this, but I come from a rather fucked up family. I've got a retarded nephew. He bags groceries for a supermarket over at the bus station. And his sister has, of all things, genital warts on her lips. And I bet I told her 100 times, you kiss the frog, you don't suck his dick. But one thing, I'm not a prejudiced person. In fact, I've never had a racist bone in my body. Well, that is, except back when Uncle Luther used to fuck me in the ass. He hated everybody. And I was sitting at the breakfast table the other morning, and I noticed the pictures of the children on the milk cartons. And I thought, how much different they look after you dye their hair. So I was fucking my granddaddy, because it was his birthday, and I forgot to buy him a gift. And I felt something. I said, damn, I hope that's shit and not a tumor, because I sure don't want to be spreading cancer all over the place. Yeah, and I just moved into a dumpster behind an abortion clinic. Man, do I ever get me some tight pussy.
Sometimes I really get lucky and I get a little crack baby that's still quivering.
The other day I was performing a cesarean section, and she kept saying, I don't want a cesarean section. And I said, cesarean section? Hell, that's mighty big words for an 8-year-old. You know, I don't know why I'm so damn happy. My mother died when I was fucking her. And you would not believe how fast a pussy will dry up. Now I'd like to do my impression of Christopher Reeves doing his impression of Darth Vader. Thank you very much. I'd like to pass a few words on to you that were shared with me many, many years ago by a young retarded girl. I remember well, she looked up and, oh no, wait a minute. What she actually said was, but I'm going to translate that for you since I do speak very fluent retard. I remember well, she looked up and said,
don't do that anymore, it hurts, Daddy.